You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show, and she is hot out of a session. Her name is Linda Morgan, and she is the owner-operator of Thunderbolt Counseling Services out of Savannah, Georgia, of course. And today we're going to find out all about the fine things that Linda is doing with her Thunderbolt Counseling Services to kind of help the folks of Savannah, Georgia. We're going to find out all about that today. Let's welcome her to the show. Linda Morgan, welcome.
Hello. Hi, John. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right. So, Linda, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and Thunderbolt Counseling Services? What sort of issues do you find yourself helping the folks of Savannah with?
I would say the majority of issues have to do with couples and marriage and family concerns.
Right.
And to a lesser degree, maybe I have people who are struggling with some substance abuse or alcohol issues,
mm-hmm.
and some court-related issues. We do get people coming to us for anger management help and counseling that's required by the court.
Right.
Or recommended. in those cases, you know, after some domestic violence or something.
Right.
And also parenting issues, which kind of goes along with the family part. And we have some people who are students who are under stress, people dealing with what seems to them to be ADHD. Some of the schools are more stressful than others, and more of their students decide they have ADHD than others. We have quite a few schools here in Savannah, colleges,
right,
that some of them are very demanding, and the students sometimes feel under a lot of stress. So I do some counseling with the law school here and also South University.
Now, Linda, how does your sessions normally start? Do clients or patients come to you looking for some help? Does it start off with like a consultation and then maybe like a plan of attack?
Right. That's a good way to describe it. We do an assessment.
Right.
And I also think it's really important to kind of just hear what they have to say about themselves and develop, in a sense, some rapport, relationship, and so on. I don't want to just right off the bat say, what are you here for? But I do get around to that eventually.
Right.
What made you decide to come to counseling today is a good one. And that really opens it up pretty well. People can usually say what made them think about such a thing as going to somebody they don't know and talking to them. That can be kind of a hard thing to do if people aren't
right.
accustomed to going to counseling. And, you know, I mean, there's lots of things you could do with your time besides going to counseling. So,
right. So I mean, generally speaking, Linda, of course, outside of the court mandated counseling that you do you find that most folks coming into you generally want to be there and generally want to find some sort of help and relief?
Yes, definitely. That's the majority of people that I have. And we try to help the ones who are even mandated feel that they're glad they came.
I mean, even the folks that are mandated, I'm sure they've mm-hmm. obviously been mandated to go for a reason. You know, I'm sure judges aren't just going to throw out therapy sessions. So generally speaking, when they do come, even though it was mandated by the court, did they ever leave finding that they have some kind of closure or some kind of sense of self?
Right. Well, I guess we're always all trying to grow and learn, and so this is another step in the process, hopefully. People come when they're having some kind of a little inner turmoil crisis, relationship problem, financial or legal problem, or maybe some of them want to come for kind of a checkup, you know, and just to make sure they're okay. That's a little rare, but we do get a few of those.
Linda, in your current practice, I mean, do you sort of have patients that you've been seeing for quite some time that maybe it wouldn't be so uncommon to come in for a checkup once every couple of months just to make sure everything's working okay?
I do. I get some repeat folks who've been coming for a while, and I don't try to, you know, like hold on to them forever. I think that might be counterproductive, but
right.
they're always welcome to come back, and we do get some who might be gone for a year and then call and here they are again, you know, with something new, or it's fun. That's really fun because they get to see how much growth there's been or how many things have changed and how they've used some tools and so forth. So that's really great.
And Linda, that brings up an interesting point. What sort of tools or modalities do you use in your counseling services to sort of help folks with whatever it is that they're dealing with? I mean, I'm sure it's not like cookie cutter, but in a sense, I mean, do you have sort of a method to your madness, so to speak?
Oh, yes. Well, I do some cognitive behavioral therapy, which is sort of, or rational emotive therapy, where people are thinking about, what is the worst thing that can happen?
Right.
How would everything look if it was, if you woke up tomorrow morning and everything you wanted was there or something? So it gets people thinking of what it is they want in a more rational way. But actually, my general style, because I've been a family therapist for such a long time and I'm a social worker, is kind of look at the person in the whole context. And it is true that our thoughts can create positive or negative results.
Mm-hmm.
But also, sometimes we are in the midst of a very difficult situation that isn't entirely of our own making, you know. So I like to be aware of that. And a lot of those are historic situations. It may be the stuff that people grew up with when they were kids. And these are still lingering around in their heads, and they're still having trouble with certain types of things and getting triggered by certain events, like a partner who acts a certain way, like their dad used to or something.
Wow, yeah. You don't really think of things like that.
Yeah. And so I think for me, I'm kind of exploring. I'm just kind of doing experiential is what it's called. But to get the person talking, it's somewhat narrative therapy too, because everybody's got a story. It doesn't even matter if the story is entirely accurate historically.
Right.
Because it's their story. It's their story.
Right. So if we want to lie about it, we can.
And that's what makes it true, is that they told it, you know.
Right.
And there's something true in that story. And if they talk a while, which I like to give them plenty of time to talk and kind of encourage them to talk, they come up with a lot of stuff on their own. And some of it's insights. But, of course, insights aren't quite enough, I guess. You know, maybe they need a little boost to kind of use that insight to maybe make a change in relationships or job or where they're living or how they're living. And I think by the time somebody comes to therapy, they've kind of made a decision that they are going to try to do something different. And so my job is really easy, because they've already made the big decision when they come in the door. So, you know.
So you don't got to force them to sit down. You don't got to force them in. They want to be there.
Right. That's right. I have to push them out the door, actually.
Now, Linda.
But I really enjoy listening.
I do have to end the show in about a minute, but I cannot allow you to leave here without telling us a little bit about how we can connect with Thunderbolt Counseling Services online. Do you have a website or any sort of social media presence?
I have a website. It's if you Google Linda Morgan, Savannah, Georgia Counseling, I think you would get me, but it's under Psychology Today. And also another website. The easiest one is probably Psychology Today. And there are lots of Psychology Today folks here in Savannah. And so I'm Thunderbolt Counseling, Linda Morgan. Either one would get it to me. And also my phone number is 912-433-3728. That's on the website.
Wonderful. Linda Morgan, everyone. Thank you, Linda, so much for coming on and talking in depth about your practice. And we wish you and your practice down there in Savannah, Georgia, the absolute best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.